I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News for a different look at your world. Mission Network News has spent over two decades of its 25 years as a service of Cornerstone University. Joe Stoll, president of Cornerstone, says it's time to pass the baton to the next runner who can take Mission Network News to the next level. One Way Ministries founder Michael Thompson says,
One Way Ministries is about activating people to get involved in the Great Commission. And one of our strategies is to help people pray. We make online resources, videos that cover the needs of every nation, all 207 nations of the world.
God's people are all on the same team, and transitions like this one prove it. Cornerstone carried Mission Network News for a long time. And this June, he's called One Way Ministries to the line, not to change the face of Mission Network News, but to increase the impact. You can see the full story at missionnews.org. And with youth struggling in Russia, it's hard to imagine leaving the future of the church in their hands. But in some areas of the world, that's exactly what's happening. Eric Mock with Slava Gospel Association explains.
What they were doing is they're developing the youth within the body life of the church. They are teaching the younger generation, both in music and Bible story teaching and preaching and in all aspects, including evangelism, because you never know when God is going to call upon you to step into a role of contributing to the body life of the church.
In some towns facing persecution, grandfathers and fathers are taken away in the night to be exiled or executed. That leaves their responsibility to the youth. But God isn't leaving them. Find out how you can be praying for both the youth at large and for MNN's transition at missionnews.org. You've been listening to Mission Network News. Do you want news that helps you to pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Features all the day's stories, complete with pictures and links to expanded coverage. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.